Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the Beef Quality Assurance Program, BQA.
Absolutely. The Beef Quality Assurance Program has improved beef quality and increased consumer confidence for more than 30 years. BQA empowers cattlemen to take responsibility of being a key part of the production cycle that leads to quality beef. And so as a reminder, BQA is a comprehensive management program that couples common sense cattle husbandry techniques with accepted scientific research to help farmers and ranchers raise cattle under optimum conditions. The BQA program exemplifies what beef farmers and ranchers have always cared about, which is a commitment to caring for our animals. Consumers, from moms to our largest retail and food service customers, can feel good to knowing that there's a national program in place that sets consistent animal welfare and care standards across the beef industry. So we want to encourage all Oklahoma cattlemen to participate in the program. And for more information, visit BQA.org.
Well, live cattle futures have fallen over the past 6 days as traders become disappointed that cash has not been able to increase. Potential supply tightness later this year is certainly not in focus right now. Traders anticipate steady to even lower packer bids due to the potential slowing of demand after the Labor Day weekend and due to declining box beef prices. Tuesday, choice cuts were down 67 cents with select cuts down 52 cents. There is some expectation cash trade may surface Wednesday, but with virtually no interest so far, its possible activity may be very limited. Hogs under pressure through May 22, but were higher in months after that. It does not appear that this was due to spread trading, but rather to light trading in later contracts. With the increase in price on the National Direct Afternoon Report of $2.23, it's possible that futures might trade higher. However, cutouts being down 71 cents may limit a price increase. Packers are not expected to be very aggressive the rest of the week in front of the holiday weekend. Now, trade across the three wheat exchanges was higher overnight. As wheat continues to act the best of the major ag contracts, wheat contracts did not avoid the heavy sell pressure on the final day of August, but all three exchanges did close well off the lows of the session. The giant selling exhaustion candles are a short-term bullish signal. Many traders have jumped on the head and shoulders pattern present in Chicago and Kansas City December futures, which some are arguing was confirmed by Tuesday's plunge below the neckline. Corn prices modestly lower overnight as futures look to begin the month of September on a softer note. The final trading session of August was a bearish one, with December futures hitting the lowest level since July 12th before recovering to close solidly above the $5.30 level. There appears to be growing concern about the potential export delays in the U.S. Gulf, even though in our opinion it could be a potentially larger issue for soybeans. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, I'm really pleased to tell you about the 37th Labor Day sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 8th and 9th of September. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com each day at 8 a.m. Central Time. 73,000 head will be offered. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
On the livestock futures, October live cattle down 142, 126.90. December down 120, 133.47. September feeder cattle down 105, 163. And October down 120, 167.75. October hogs down 135, 88.80. December down 77 cents at 81.95. Kansas City wheat, September up a penny, 705 and a quarter. December was down a half, 712. Chicago wheat, September down a quarter penny, 706 and three quarters. December down one and a quarter at 722 and a quarter. September corn down 6 1/4 cents, 534. December down 8 1/2, 534 and a quarter. September soybeans down 6 cents, 1298 and three quarters. November is down 10 3/4 at 1292 and a half penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.